From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first day headlines. Participating in ASEAN Special Summit, President Joko Widodo conveys views in handling COVID-19. ASEAN leaders meet only to tackle COVID-19. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo participated in ASEAN Special Summit on COVID-19 virtually in Bogor, West Java on Tuesday. The summit highlighted two important things, namely mutual effort to fight against COVID-19 and cooperation in handling impact of COVID-19 in social economic field. After accompanying the president in the summit, Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi explained that in the meeting, President Joko Widodo encouraged ASEAN countries to synergy and collaboration to fight against COVID-19 pandemic. According to the minister, President Joko Widodo also conveyed some views related to handling COVID-19, among others, cooperation to break chain of COVID-19 and the importance of preventing barriers to traffic of goods. Related to break the chain of COVID-19 outbreak, according to Minister Retno, President Joko Widodo encouraged the establishment of an ASEAN protocol in the form of an effort to investigate contact relations. Meanwhile, in the case of goods traffic, according to Minister Retno, President Joko Widodo stressed the importance of the distribution of food ingredients, health equipment, and medicines that should not be hampered in the context of handling COVID-19.
Pertama, kerjasama untuk memutus mata rantai penyebaran virus. Presiden memahami berbagai upaya yang telah dilakukan oleh masing-masing negara ASEAN sesuai dengan situasi dan kondisi masing-masing.
First, cooperation to break chain of virus outbreak. Presiden understand various efforts which are conducted by Asian countries suitable with each situations and conditions. And then President emphasized that there is no one policies which can be enacted by all countries. To handle the spread of a cross-border virus, the President suggested in order ASEAN can arrange an ASEAN procedure, namely protocol to respond pandemic through joint contact tracing and outbreak investigation. Indonesian proposal was accommodated in the first paragraph and declaration of the summit's result, namely the formulation of an ASEAN standard operating procedure for emergency of people's health. The second thing, which was conveyed by the President, was to emphasize the importance of preventing goods traffic barriers. The President also emphasized three things which cannot be hampered at this time regarding food ingredients, health equipment, and medicine. The President also suggested the importance of joint arrangement to maintain the smooth flow of trade when we face this pandemic.
Presiden juga menyarankan ada pentingnya pengaturan bersama untuk tetap menjaga kelancaran lalu lintas perdagangan pada saat kita menghadapi pandemi ini.
In addition, President Joko Widodo also reiterated the importance of the cooperation of ASEAN countries related to efforts to protect citizens. According to Minister Retno, the President also stressed the importance of cooperation with ASEAN partners, including within the framework of ASEAN Plus 3. President Joko Widodo also expressed his support for joint funding efforts by ASEAN countries in responding to COVID-19.
Yang ketiga, isu ketiga yang disampaikan oleh Bapak Presiden adalah pentingnya kerjasama perlindungan warga negara-negara ASEAN. Secara khusus, Presiden memberikan penekanan terhadap buruh migran.
The third issue raised by the President is the importance of corporations in the protections of Asian citizens. In particular, the President gave emphasizing migrant workers who in fact have contributed to the economies of Asian member countries. The issues of protecting citizens has also been included in the Asian Special Declaration. The fourth thing conveyed by the President is to emphasize the importance of cooperation with Asian partners. It is in this connection that the Asian Plus 3 Special Summit becomes very important, and the President gave support for an effort to create an Asian COVID-19 Response Fund with the relocation of the Asian Development Fund and also the Asian Cooperation Fund. This budget relocation is needed as an emergency measures to provide the medical equipment needed to eradicate COVID-19 for Asian countries that need it.
Untuk menyediakan peralatan medis yang diperlukan untuk memberantas COVID-19 bagi negara-negara ASEAN yang memerlukan.
The ASEAN Special Summit was chaired by Vietnam Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phuc and was followed by the leaders of ASEAN countries and the Secretary General of ASEAN. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi and Minister of Health Terawan Agus Putranto. Leaders of ASEAN countries held a virtual ASEAN Special Summit to discuss the handling of COVID-19. Nuke Kusumawati has the details.
To discuss the impact of COVID-19 in the Southeast Asian region, Asian country leaders held a virtual ASEAN Special Summit chaired by Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phuc on Tuesday, April 14. Escorted from Channel News Asia, Vietnam at the meeting urged leaders in Southeast Asia to set up an emergency fund to tackle the coronavirus as the pandemic ravaged the region's tourism and export-reliance economies. In his opening remarks via video conference, Vietnam's Premier Nguyen Xuan Phuc hailed the work of ASEAN in fighting the virus so far. All ASEAN members have exerted great efforts in fighting COVID-19, which has badly impacted people's life, social economic situation, especially the service sector, which takes 30% of GDP of ASEAN, challenging stability and social security. ASEAN efforts have brought about encouraging results, controlling the pandemic and number of infected cases among its 650 million people, which is around 15,000 cases. Slower increase as to compared to global average rate. This initial result has raised our confidence, but we should be vigilant. We need to be more solidarity and determined in action. On the same occasion, Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said that to build resilience for future economic shocks, countries in the region should have common criteria on travel and trade restrictions.
It would be useful for ASEAN to have a set of common criteria or guidelines on when to impose travel or trade restrictions and when and how we can relax them and with what appropriate safeguards. We each have our own domestic considerations, but clear guidelines would help us take a balanced, rational approach that takes into account both health and economic considerations. The ASEAN Coordinating Council Working Group on Public Health Emergencies should study this issue.
Prime Minister Lee emphasized that Asian countries should maintain trade among themselves and persuade their partners to keep trade flowing. Malaysia and Singapore have kept goods flowing, although Malaysia has extended its movement control order to April 28 and Singapore is in circuit breaker mode until May 4. In the meeting, the Asian leaders issued a declaration which proposed the establishment of COVID-19 Asian Response Fund to boost emergency stockpiles for future outbreaks, while pledging further cooperation among member states and voicing commitment to keeping Asian markets open for trade and investment.
French President Emmanuel Macron recently announced that he is extending virtual lockdown to curb the coronavirus outbreak until May 11, 2020. According to President Macron, schools and shops will be reopened progressively on May 11, but restaurants, hotels, cafes, and theaters must be closed longer, he added. International arrivals from non-European countries will remain prohibited until further notice.
Le 11 mai prochain, mes chers compatriotes, sera donc le début d'une nouvelle étape.
My countrymen, May 11th will be the beginning of a new period. Lockdown will be progressive and the rules can be adapted according to our result, because the main goal is the health of all people in France. Starting May 11th, we will progressively reopen elementary schools, secondary schools and secondary schools.
Les crèches, les écoles, les collèges et les lycées.
France is the third most severe country in Europe, after Italy and Spain. Since March 17, 67 million French people have been ordered to stay at home except to buy food, go to work, seek medical care or exercise alone. The lockdown was originally scheduled to end on Tuesday. President Macron, whose government faces criticism for the lack of face masks and test equipment, said that on May 11, France will be able to test anyone who shows symptoms of COVID-19 and provides non-professional face masks to the public. President Macron also said he had asked his government to provide new financial assistance this week for families and students in need. The member states of the Eurasian Economic Union, EAEU, confirmed on Tuesday their commitment to pool effort to counter COVID-19, stressing the need to support citizens and the economy. The Supreme Eurasian Economic Council members said in a joint statement after their meeting, held in the video conference format, that as part of the COVID-19 response, EAEU is committed to continue providing each other with needed assistance, strengthening healthcare systems, conducting joint scientific research for developing means to prevent, diagnose and treat infections and improving algorithms of cooperation on reacting to epidemics. EAEU member states have tasked national governments, central banks and the European Economic Commission with implementing coordinated measures to maintain domestic market stability and support businesses. Russian robotics company Android Technics is designing robot nurses that will contact with patients to protect medical workers from infectious diseases such as COVID-19, its executive director said on Tuesday. The company is working on four modifications of a robot nurse specialized in diagnosis, supply delivery, close contact, and disinfection. The company said on its website that the use of robotic systems is primarily aimed at lowering the risk of healthcare workers getting infected by minimizing their contacts with patients who carry life-threatening infections, as well as at reducing their workload. Android Technics has been pioneering human-like robots in space to perform tasks difficult or dangerous for human space explorers. Most notably, the Skybot F-850 robot, also known as Fyodor, has stint on the International Space Station last year. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Asian Development Bank (ADB) and the United States Children Fund (UNICEF) pledged to support inclusive development and boost the welfare of children and youth in Indonesia to fight the novel coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19. ADB Director for Indonesia, Winfried Wicklin, and UNICEF representative for Indonesia, Deborah Komini, inked a memorandum of understanding in Jakarta on Tuesday to bolster the partnership. In line with the commitment, ADB will cooperate with UNICEF in intensifying various programs for Indonesian children, youth, women, and other less fortunate community groups in sectors targeted at promoting social welfare. The partnership will also support Indonesia's emergency response to the COVID-19 pandemic, including the procurement of vital medical equipment, such as personal protective equipment for medical workers in the country. WeClinics pointed that the cooperation will also enable both institutions to help the government promptly address the impact of the COVID-19 outbreak in Indonesia and support the priority medium and long-term development in the country. The last item. Radio Republik Indonesia RRI presents special broadcasting program to educate people on COVID-19 issues. The program is broadcasted every Monday to Friday at 10 to 11 local time. The program, which has a title Belajar di RRI or in English means Learning at RRI, presents teachers to teach on radio and also serve question answer interactively. Executive Director of RRI, M. Rohanuddin said, when delivering a press statement at the National Disaster Management Agency building, Jakarta, monitored online on Tuesday, April 14, that learning through radio is an effective way and more interactive if compared to learning online because of the advantages of auditive radio can turn on underscore theater of mind underscore of students. Moreover, this program also features pauses of 1 to 2 songs that are appropriate to the music for their segment. Since the program began on March 26 to April 9, 2020, 715 schools, both elementary, junior high, and high school, have participated in the Learning at RRI program. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is commentary for today entitling COVID-19 strengthening Asian togetherness. The COVID-19 pandemic was the subject of the Association of Southeast Asian Nation Leaders at the summit, which took place yesterday, April 14. The widespread impact in people's life has become a deep concern for Asian leaders. Unlike in the previous event, the Asian Leaders Conference was not held face-to-face, but online via video conference. This was done in connection with the spread of COVID-19 virus in all Asian member countries. When opening the summit via video conference from Hanoi on Tuesday, April 14, Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phuc praised the commitment of Asian leaders in fighting the pandemic caused by COVID-19 virus. Vietnam, currently chairing Asian, expressed concern over the impact on the social economy and people's life. To deal with this, the Prime Minister of Vietnam stated the importance of efforts to allocate special funds to overcome the crisis caused by the pandemic. In his speech, he called for the reopening of trade routes to maintain the availability of food and prevent unemployment from increasing. Asian countries, especially those rely on foreign tourist visits as their income, have been devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic. Economically, Thailand, a member of Asia, has experienced a significant decline in economic growth, whereas Thailand previously ranked second in economic growth among Asian members. In terms of the development of the COVID-19 pandemic, Vietnam is said to have a fairly low numbers of infected cases. Vietnam has recorded success in curbing the corona or COVID-19 infection due to intensive quarantine and strict social distancing. The call of the Prime Minister of Vietnam in opening the online summit received positive response from Asian leaders. Although the rate of infected people in each country is different, all Asian members have the same concerns. The government of each country are doing their utmost to fight COVID-19. This joint concern of Asian leaders have raised a shared commitment to protect the people from the dangers of COVID-19. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Welcome back to Today in History. We start from an event on April 15, 1912, the sinking of the Titanic. RMS Titanic is a British super passenger ship that sank in the North Atlantic Ocean on April 15, 1912, after crashing into an iceberg. The ship sank in its first voyage from Southampton, England, to New York City, the United States. The sinking of Titanic resulted 1,514 people killed. The tragedy was one of the deadliest maritime disasters in history. Titanic is the largest ship in the world at that time. Turning to the events on April 15, 1923, insulin was firstly used. On April 15, 1923, type of insulin was firstly used generally to treat diabetes. Insulin is used in the treatment of several types of diabetes mellitus. Insulin was discovered by Sir Frederick Grant Banting, Charles Best at the University of Toronto in 1921. Before 1921, people with type 1 diabetes could not live more than 2 years. One of the greatest medical inventions of the 20th century remains the only effective treatment for people with type 1 diabetes today. We end with another event on April 15, 1936, the Arab Uprising. April 15, 1936 was the first day of Arab Uprising in Palestine. The Arab Uprising in Palestine that occurred until 1939 of immigration of Jews in Palestine. According to data from Britain, British soldiers and police killed around 2,000 Arabs in battle. 108 were hanged and 961 were killed for alleged terrorist activity. That was Today in History.
Lama telah bersama menikmati dunia, mengukir cerita cinta. Namun keadaan berbeda memaksa kita untuk berpisah, merelakan. Thank you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is titled The Government Waives Good and Service Tax for COVID-19 Handling. The Tax Directorate General of the Indonesian Finance Ministry waives value-added tax, or PPN, towards some goods and services for COVID-19 handling. That was official statement of Tax Directorate General received by Antara News Agency on Saturday, April 11, 2020. In the statement, it was mentioned that Indonesian government supported the availability of goods and meds needed in COVID-19 handling by waiving the value-added tax, or the government pays it. Such facility is given to government agency or institution, referral hospital, and other parties appointed to aid the COVID-19 handling for importing goods. The goods that will not be subject to a 10% tax are medicine, vaccine, lab equipment, detecting equipment, protective gear, patient treatment equipment, and other supporting equipment. Meanwhile, the services needed in COVID-19 handling include construction, consulting, engineering, management, rental, and other supporters. Not only value-added tax, the regulation also exempts three income taxes. The first is Article 22, or import income tax, for import of goods by government agency or institution, referral hospital, and other parties appointed to aid the COVID-19 handling. The Article 22 income tax exemption is also given to the seller. Secondly, Article 21 income tax exemption will take effect to domestic individual taxpayer as payment given by government agency or institution, referral hospital, and other parties appointed to aid the COVID-19 handling. Thirdly, exemption of Article 23 income tax for income received by government agency or institution, referral hospital, and other appointed parties for engineering, management, or other kinds of services required in COVID-19 handling. Reference proposal for Article 22 and Article 23 income taxes exemption is submitted to tax office head where the taxpayer is registered through official email of the tax office. Value-added tax and income tax incentive will take effect from April 2020 until September 2020. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Mungkin memang benar cinta itu tak lagi berharga. Semua percuma bila engkau tak punya harta. Aku tahu kau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau marah. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cinta sendiri.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to take you to visit Mount Ijen. So stay tuned. Mount Ijen, which has an altitude of 2,443 meters above sea level, has amazing enchantment. The mountain, which is located at the borders of Bondowoso and Banyuwangi Regency, is quite often climbed by many tourists, both domestic and foreign tourists, because it is well known on its natural phenomenon at Ijen Crater, namely blue fire. Climbing Mount Ijen takes around 3 to 4 hours with sandy and steep rocks terrain. Ijen Crater has a depth of 200 meters with an area of 5,466 hectares. The enchantment of blue fire can be seen in the crater. Blue fire is a coincidence that happens on an ongoing basis. Ijen crater with huge sulfur content has high pressure geothermal heat so that oxidation reaction occurs. The sulfur combustion reaction produces heat and light, and then this is accepted as blue color by the receptors of the human eyes. The best time to watch the blue fire in Ijen crater is at dawn. During 200 hours until 400 hours a.m. of local time. To climb the mountain, we suggest you to climb it at night around 10:00 p.m. in order you can be relaxed. The trip to bottom of the crater is not easy to be passed because there is uphill track along 3 kilometers and about 700 meters downhill. Besides the challenging tracks to Ijen crater, when going down to the crater, you should share space with sulfur miners who transport tons of kilograms of sulfur. Its condition will be more difficult if there are many climbers. The best month to watch the blue fire of Ijen crater is December because fog intensity is lower. Such a condition, you can watch the blue fire and blue water of lake without fog. If fog is high and thick, the blue fire is only faintly visible and it tends to dim, even it is not seen at all. After enjoying the blue fire, you can continue your trip to peak of Mount Ijen, which is located around 1 km from the crater. Over there, you can watch beautiful sunrise. From the peak of the mountain, you can enjoy beautiful panorama and even peak of Mount Merapi, which is located at the east of Ijen crater. So, what are you waiting for? Set your time to go to Bondowoso, East Java Province, to enjoy the blue fire. Well, listener, that was our segment, Indonesian Wonder, for today. Thank you for your listening.
Menua bersamamu waktu.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is membuat janji or making appointment. Listen to this conversation about membuat janji or making appointment. Kevin looks for homestay with Pak Imran. They promise to meet after the lunch by phone.
Halo Pak.
Ya, halo.
Gini Pak, saya mau mencari tempat kos hari ini. Apakah Bapak bisa menemani saya?
Bisa. Pukul berapa ya?
Bagaimana kalau setelah makan siang?
Oke, kita bertemu di lobi hotel ya.
Now I'm going to introduce the vocabularies and expressions related to that topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Halo, which means hello. Tempat kos, which means homestay. Bertemu, which means to meet. Saya mau mencari tempat kos hari ini. Saya mau mencari tempat kos hari ini, which means I want to look for a homestay today. Apakah Bapak bisa menemani saya? Apakah Bapak bisa menemani saya? Which means can you accompany me? Pukul berapa? Pukul berapa? Which means at what time? Bagaimana kalau setelah makan siang? Bagaimana kalau setelah makan siang? Which means, why don't we go after the lunch? Kita bertemu di lobby hotel. Kita bertemu di lobby hotel. Which means, we'll meet at hotel lobby, okay? In the conversation, Kevin says, bagaimana kalau setelah makan siang? When making appointment, people usually discuss about time and place to meet. To ask the opinion of someone who will meet with you about time and place, you can use expression bagaimana kalau, which means how about. For example, bagaimana kalau setelah makan siang, which means how about after lunch. Bagaimana kalau bertemu di lobi hotel? Bagaimana kalau bertemu di lobi hotel? which means, how about at hotel lobby? To respond to the question, you can say, okay, baiklah, or all right, saya setuju, or I agree, or ide bagus, which means it's a good idea, if you agree. But if you do not agree, you can say, maaf, saya tidak bisa, which means, sorry, I can't. Let's listen to other examples. Bagaimana kalau setelah makan siang? In English, how about after lunch? Maaf, saya tidak bisa. Saya ada janji. In English, sorry, I can't. I have another appointment. Bagaimana kalau kita pergi ke puncak? In English, why don't we go to puncak? Ide bagus. In English, it's a good idea. If you do not agree, you can say, maaf, saya tidak setuju, tempatnya terlalu jauh. Maaf, saya tidak setuju, tempatnya terlalu jauh. In English, sorry, I do not agree, it's too far. For additional information, besides for asking opinion, the word bagaimana or how is also used to ask about way. For examples, bagaimana cara pergi ke sana? In English, how do we go there? Or how to go there? Bisa naik motor atau bus? Bisa naik motor atau bus? In English, we can go there by motorcycle or by bus. Bagaimana cara mendaftar? Bagaimana cara mendaftar? In English, how do we register? Isi formulir ini dahulu. Isi formulir ini dahulu. In English, fill out the form first. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Halo, Pak.
Ya, halo.
Gini, Pak, saya mau mencari tempat kos hari ini. Apakah Bapak bisa menemani saya?
Bisa, bisa. Pukul berapa ya?
Bagaimana kalau setelah makan siang?
Oke, kita bertemu di lobi hotel ya.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia, or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Hari berganti, malam pun sepi sendirian. Lama tak sapa, lama tak jumpa, kesepian. Namun ku selalu menantimu. Jam dinding berputar, kakiku bergetar. Ku mencoba mencari dirimu. Kali-kali kau menghindariku, mengabaikan semua panggilan dari jeritan rinduku. Kau terus mengelakku, namun kau tahu harusnya kau dengar.
Hari yang lalu selalu bertemu bermesraan. Ternyata semu kau tak di situ sendirian. Kini kau mencoba mengetukku. Terdengar darimu ku baca. baca pesanmu. Ku mencoba abaikan dirimu. Berkali-kali kau memungkiriku, mengabaikan semua cerita kita, tapi tetap rindu kau terus di benakku. Karena ku tahu harusnya kau denganku. Semua panggilan dari jeritan rinduku, kau terus mengelakku.
Namun kau tahu,
namun ku tahu,
harusnya kau denganku.
Kau
mencoba mencari dirimu,
mengabaikan
berkali-kali
semua cerita kita, tapi tetap rindu kau.
Kau terus
di benakku. Karena ku tahu harusnya kau denganku. Hari berganti, malam pun sepi, sendirian.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we will present a song titled Damai Tapi Gersang by Hetikus Endang. Hetikus Endang is one of senior singers in Indonesia. Her name became popular since she performed a duet singing with Aji Bandi. The song Damai Tapi Gersang, which was composed by Aji Bandi, tells a story of meaning of life. The song received an Outstanding Song Award at the World Pop Song Festival held at Budokan Hall, Tokyo, Japan in 1977. Listener, let's listen to the song Damai Tapi Gersang by Hetikus Endang. Enjoy the song.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.